Gateway News. I'm David Berg. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said on Tuesday a special court should be formed to probe the downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet that killed all 176 people aboard. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Iran's judiciary have arrested an undisclosed number of suspects for their role in the crash, as anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster entered a fourth day. After days of denying blame for the crash, Iran acknowledged on Saturday that it had shot down the plane during a high state of alert, hours after it had fired missiles at US targets in Iraq as retaliation for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander. Since then, protesters, including hundreds of students, have held anti-government demonstrations, with some being met by a visible and violent police crackdown.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. France, Britain, and Germany have triggered a mechanism that puts the Iran nuclear deal into dispute. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, if no resolution is reached, it could lead to a return to the UN sanctions against Tehran.
The deal requires Iran to curb its nuclear program, which it has always insisted is peaceful. But US President Donald Trump pulled the United States out in 2018, saying it was too weak. Washington has ramped up sanctions that are severely damaging Iran's economy. Since then, Iran has reduced its compliance, saying the Trump administration's actions give it the right. The question is now whether the European powers' step is a nail in the deal's coffin. The EU, which acts as guarantor and must now inform fellow signatories Russia, China and Iran itself, said it wanted a return to compliance, not to sanctions.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump's impeachment trial is likely to start next week. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Six Democratic presidential candidates will debate in Iowa in just a few hours, but as AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, polls are suggesting that the nomination is up for grabs.
There could be a political brawl on the stage tonight in Iowa, say observers. Less than 3 weeks before primary voting begins, there is no front runner. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are sparring with each other. He's denying reports that he told her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump. Joe Biden may well take shots from rivals who say he inaccurately described his 2002 vote to authorize military action against Iraq. Then there's billionaire Tom Steyer, who raised eyebrows last week with surprisingly strong polling. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg round out tonight's field. Rita Foley, Washington.
U.S.-based Human Rights Watch has released a scathing review of China's government, calling on the international community to push back against what it called the most brutal and pervasive oppression China has seen in decades. In its 2020 annual report, Human Rights Watch condemns Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in the Xinjiang region. It warns that China's growing political influence and efforts to censor people abroad pose an existential threat to the international human rights system. Kenneth Roth is Human Rights Watch's global director.
Civic groups are being shut down. Independent journalism is no more. Online conversation has been curtailed. Freedom for the people of Hong Kong is being challenged.
Last month, Beijing announced sanctions on Human Rights Watch and other non-governmental U.S. organizations as a countermeasure to the U.S. Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. That act supports anti-government protests in Hong Kong and threatens China with sanctions for human rights abuses. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.